Michael Ford has two passions, hip-hop and architecture. That's right. His master's thesis at the University of Detroit Mercy was cultural innovation, hip-hop-inspired architecture. Michael is now an architect, designer, and founder of the firm Brand New Design. And he started free week-long hip-hop architecture camps around the country to bring a new generation into the connection between architecture and urban planning and the music that pulses through the neighborhoods.
You never heard of, I push it harder for the grime. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you saved me.
This is Nikki Jean, who recently collaborated with Lupe Fiasco on his album Cool. She's one of the artists that Michael brings into his camps. Let's start with Michael Ford. He joins us from NPR's New York studios. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Robin.
I just love hearing about a connection I have not heard about before, and this is one. First of all, how it all started. You were sitting at a planning meeting in Madison, taking a look at Madison 20 years out, you know, the future of the city, when you had a light bulb moment.
Yes. I noticed in that room there was a lack of diversity and youth, and right there I realized that if we are talking about 20 years into the future, we should have youth involved in this planning initiative who will be living in their prime 20 years from now.
So you came up with this idea, architecture with hip-hop laced through it. Can you just give us a thumbnail? Like, what is it?
Yeah, so the hip-hop architecture camp, it's a one-week intensive that challenges youth to explore architecture and the implications of architecture using rap lyrics as a way to diagnose some of the failures of architecture in Black and brown communities across the country. We then challenge the youth to conceive and generate new architecture, once again, that's based on some of those same rap lyrics.
What are some of the lyrics you might play?
I think one of the best examples might come from Grandmaster Flash and A Furious Five, their song The Message, that starts off with a critique of architecture.
Broken glass everywhere. People p***ing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I try to get.
And I've oftentimes described rap music as the post-occupancy evaluation of modernism.
Wait, say that again.
The post-occupancy evaluation of modernism, saying that, once we design and construct a space, we oftentimes go back and see how successful that architecture may have been. And that evaluation allows us to design the next space even better. That hasn't happened with public housing, or it's happened on a very small scale. So I look at rap music as that unsolicited evaluation of architecture. So Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five, the first line, broken glass everywhere. Yeah. He's talking about the environment that they're living in, which is totally different from the urban renewal that a lot of planners and architects thought they were bringing to communities of color. Other lyrics like Snoop Dogg, The Grass Ain't Green, and he's talking about the lack of trees.
Ain't no trees, the grass ain't green. And when I say it's all bad, you know what I mean. There's one in every family. What? A fiend and a basketball star with no team, no dream.
And the overall plan for the housing projects was that this would be towers in a park. And what happened is that a lot of these towers existed in concrete jungles as opposed to the lush green environments that planners and architects thought they were creating.
And when we think of all the mistakes that were made, you know, Robert Moses in New York created some beautiful things, but also some destructive things like the expressway, which divided the Bronx in half. And some of this became, you know, known as segregationist architecture.
Yeah, and that's a large part of what my thesis talked about. The Cross Bronx Expressway, it's a similar story to what has happened across the United States. It's a story that ultimately led to the creation of environments that necessitated the birth of hip hop.
Well, in fact, I want to give a shout out to 1520 Sedgwick Avenue, which is the building in the Bronx in which there were these late night parties and voices being raised. And it's sort of been officially declared the building actually birthed hip hop. Well, let's bring in one of the hip hop artists that attends the camp, Nikki Jean. Her latest single with Lupe Fiasco is called Mr. Clean. She collaborated with Lupe Fiasco on his album, The Cool, as a lyricist and vocalist. And Nikki Jean, you've just come from one of these camps in San Francisco. You are heading to a special camp that Michael has just started. It's an empowerment camp for girls in Kenya. What do you see in the kids?
So the most beautiful thing to see is the aha moment, where they grasp the interconnectivity between something as intangible as the music they love and something as tangible as the places they live.
Give me an example. Is it through a lyric or?
Rap has structure. The way you put together a song has a structure. And it's very easy to draw the parallel between the structure of a song and the structure of a building. And one of the amazing things that I learned through working with Michael is that architects, they're like, oh, what does it make you feel like when you walk in this building? They're trying to get a utility and also that venustas, that beauty from it as well. And that's what we're trying to do as artists. That's the joy and the connection for the kids, too. They're like, oh, I was already talking about this. I already knew about this. I didn't know that I knew.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that is so captivating to young people with hip-hop is there is a rhythm, there is a cadence to it. But being exposed to Michael and having the opportunity to see the rhythm and the cadence and architecture as well allows them to more easily read their environment as a text and feel it the way they feel music.
Well, and feel how they'd like it to be. Michael, at the end of each camp, kids create pretty ambitious music videos and raps that outline their group's designs, and we'll post some of them at hearnow.org so people can hear them. Let's just listen to a little of one produced by kids in Austin, Texas last summer. This one's called Push, Slide, Pause.
We got gentrification taking over the nation. No schools got us lost in searching for our education. Then not embracing our brains got us locked in these chains. Having police that can actually think so we can all be in unity.
You know, Michael, it's occurring to me when she talks about gentrification, we began by talking about how black communities, communities of color were decimated in the inner city. And she's talking about the opposite. Communities of color, communities with character are being gentrified.
Yeah. So, you know, architecture is beyond bricks and mortar. We are incubating different policies that allow people to live in communities or that push them out of communities. So in order to talk about their community, they don't have to use words like aesthetics and the facade and all of the archy speak. They can talk about it in rap. They create traditional architectural sketches and drawings, which represent the communities that they want to see. But they also use Autodesk Tinkercad. Autodesk is the main sponsor for the hip-hop architecture camps. Students can create 3D models.
Wow.
And produce the models that they want to see.
Do they want height? Do they want shade? Skateboard parks? What do they want?
They literally create a community that the density and the scale is based on their favorite rapper. So when we talk about heights, they're not picking an arbitrary height and say, I want a building that's 5 stories or a building that's 13 stories. If your favorite rapper is Lupe Fiasco, the density of your community, the height of your buildings are going to be based on Lupe Fiasco's rhyme schemes. So the communities that they create are based on something that they already love.
Help me here with this. So let's say it's Lupe Fiasco. How does that translate into height and depth and how something looks?
What we do is we look at every single word and syllable, and we create a very abstract diagram that charts the rhyme scheme of Lupe Fiasco. Let's say it's Hip Hop Has Saved My Life.
Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the grave, tatted up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Damn baby mama who he really.
And then we will overlay that chart on a community, on an aerial. And that chart, that diagram, that piece of art eventually becomes the building. So if Lupe Fiasco has a rhyme with words that have multiple syllables, that building may be a lot taller than a rhyme scheme that uses words with a single syllable.
That's great.
So I mean, we're literally converting lyrics into architecture.
Boy, Michael Ford, do you think you found the next Michael Ford?
Oh, I definitely have found the next Mike Ford, and someone who can take the research that I have done, and they have it at a much earlier age. So they now have the tools working with Autodesk software as a 10-year-old. So I believe, again, I haven't just discovered the next Mike Ford, but it's somebody who's going to totally eclipse what it is that I've tried to bring to the profession.
That is Mike Ford, architect, designer, founder of the firm Brand New Design. And the week-long hip-hop architecture camps, we'll link you to everything at herenow.org. We've also been speaking with Nikki Jean, one of the artists who teaches at the camps. Her latest single with Lupe Fiasco is Mr. Clean, and that was her doing vocals with Lupe on Hip Hop Saved My Life. Nikki Jean, Michael, thank you so much for talking to us about all this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Like an architect, I build the rhymes sometimes and climb so erect. Skyscrapers look like atoms, cause electrons rolling in patterns. Writing out word after word with each letter, it becomes visibly better. Cause my foundation built a nation of rappers, and after I came off vacation, I came to
it's here now.
Stand alone on the microphone, daddy's home, so open the door.